Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Democrats say that we are in a cult. Let's talk about it. Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone. And thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. So I'm pretty sure by now you've been hearing all about the Democrats calling anyone who supports President Trump a cult. I mean, it's really odd that they would do such a thing. These are the same people, the exact same people, that got upset with you when you did not partake in the vaccine Kool-Aid. The same people. Like, how dare you not take this vaccine Kool-Aid? But they said that we are in the cult. They said that we're in the cult because we believe in Christ. They say we're in the cult because we support President Trump. This is the reason why they say we are in the cult. Now, how could it possibly be that we are in the cult when we don't want to do these cult tactics, or we don't want to go along with these cult agenda? The Democrats have been pushing this cult agenda ever since I can remember. Now, President Trump, they say that President Trump, some people say President Trump was pushing the vaccine. No, President Trump was giving people an option. He was allowing people to make a decision on their own if they want to get the vaccine or not. But then the demon crash, just like everything, they, if they can weaponize it against American people, they will absolutely do that. They have weaponized the vaccine against American people, and then they try to force all of us to get it. So who's in the cult here? Did you know in the cult, it was like mandatory for everyone to drink the Kool-Aid? You had to drink the Kool-Aid. And if you didn't drink the Kool-Aid, then something was wrong with you. You're not one of us if you don't drink the Kool-Aid. The vaccine, they were saying that you're not one of us. You have to be forced to do it. But yet they call out us for being in the cult. And the main reason why they're doing this is because they say that we support President Trump. They're calling us being in the cult because they want us to feel bad about supporting President Trump. They go like, well, if we tell them that they're in a cult, maybe they'll reject President Trump. You know, it makes me think again how the Hollywood sex tape, when they came out with that, saying, look what President Trump said. And this was targeting Christians. Look what President Trump said. Are you going to stop supporting him now? Because he, with the Hollywood sex tape, you remember that? But a lot of people saying, yeah, no, we didn't vote for President Trump because we thought he was an angel. We voted for President Trump because he's the best man for the job. He's a man. He's an alpha male. It is what it is. Now, you notice ever since then, that's like been the only thing, the only video Hollywood sex tape that they've ever come out with President Trump saying anything about women. And I'm just going to be honest with you. When you're a billionaire and you're living that lifestyle, women throw themselves at you. I mean, it is what it is. I'm not a billionaire, so I don't know that experience. But the point is, we all know it. Rock stars, women throw themselves at them at these artists all the time. Listen to this, because I have a few that I want to share with you, because we're talking about the MAGA cult, right? You know what, Shannon? I need to create a T-shirt that says MAGA cult. I like it. MAGA cult, because I love America and I have no issues with America being great. And if you want to think, if you want to call making America great a cult, then so be it. Then I will be happy, gladly, to be in that cult. Listen to this with Joy Reid on MSDNC, where they're talking about the MAGA cult. You can't make it up.
Answer your question. The critical thing is explaining the influence continuum from ethical to unethical influence. And that ethical influence is informed consent, respecting authoritarian cultism creates.
I'm not sure why it's having hiccups right here in the beginning. Did you hit the button for me?
To answer. Critical critical thing is explaining the influence continuum from ethical to unethical influence, and that ethical influence is informed consent, respecting consent.
It's really interesting. I'm not sure what is going on. Is it just this clip that's playing? This mega cult? Yeah, I'm not sure why it's doing that. This is highly interesting. It shouldn't be doing it at all. Let me. Here's another one. Let me see. I'm going to have to test this out to see if it's actually the clip that's doing it or if it's my system.
And I think a message of Trump scammed you. He defrauded.
Yeah, it's the system. Yeah, I'm not sure why it's doing this. Okay, so it's really interesting. Really interesting. So this coat issue, I'm gonna have to come over there and fix it. You don't have any articles on this, do you? Talking about the coat.
No, but hold on.
No. No. Well, just give me your opinion on the mega coat. Just give me your opinion on the mega coat.
Well, I mean, what we know is because they have nothing against Trump, right? They're going to create several things. One, they're going to create the fact that Trump is a criminal. That's what they're going to say. That's what they're doing with all these lawsuits against him. And then two, they're going to say that we're a cult, because who wants to be part of the mega cult? They're going to make it look, they're going to make people feel, and we've actually heard people do this. Well, we've heard them interview some Republicans and they'll be like, well, the MAGA agenda is too extreme, or the Trumpism is a cult. These people will follow him no matter what. But here's the thing. Trump and what he wants to do for America is nothing new. It's actually more traditional than some of what some of these conservatives want now.
Yeah.
Right? Because
yeah.
Some of these conservatives are okay with sending all this money to Ukraine. Some of these conservatives are okay with pro-abortion. Some of them are okay with the LGBT agenda.
Yeah, but you know what?
Some of them are okay.
It's just really weird that they say that we're in a cult.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They want it to make it look like, it's kind of like what the Bible says. What was once right is wrong, and what's wrong is right. It's kind of the same thing.
What was once considered evil is now good,
yeah.
And what was once considered good is now evil.
It's kind of like that with these political parties. They want you to believe that conservatism, capitalism is wrong, right? It's evil. It's how we've functioned in America. And then you have these Democrats that are for bigger government, to be honest. They're not actually for democracy, right? They actually are not First Amendment. They believe that we believe in the First Amendment except, right? They say they believe in the Second Amendment except, once you start,
They believe in the Constitution except,
right?
Yeah, so I think I got it fixed. Let me see if I can play this first one here. Hopefully I got it fixed.
To answer your question, the critical thing is explaining the influence continuum from ethical to unethical influence, and that ethical influence is informed consent, respecting conscience, and mind control. Authoritarian cultism creates this dissociative disorder where people are dependent and obedient. They become clones of the cult member. The critical thing with MAGA people is I recommend people talk about Chinese communist brainwashing and these methods and pimps and traffickers, because they all use behavior control, information control, thought control, and emotional control to create this new pseudo identity.
Exactly. Everything that they said, you have to think that a man can become a woman,
yep,
because something's wrong with you. You have to agree that we need to be able to put children on puberty blockers, because if you don't, something's wrong with you. You have to join in the whole gay reindeer games. If you don't, then something's wrong with you. Everything he just said
is the Democrat Party.
Listen to that last little piece. This is exactly the Democrat Party. Leave it split screen. Listen.
Because they all use behavior control, information control, thought control, and emotional control to create this new pseudo-identity.
That's exactly what they've been doing. That's exactly it. And you know, 100%. They're talking about vaccines, pushing that. You behavior have to control. Get vaccines.
That's behavior control. We need to do this.
Yeah, I mean, look at it. I mean, in order for you to be able to go into some restaurants, they said that you have to have a vaccine. Remember the vaccine
doctor's
card?
Offices? Yes. You had to. Restaurants.
They won't even allow you to get a kidney transplant unless you get the vaccine first.
Yeah, remember there's people that literally could not have surgery unless they got the COVID shot. Talk about controlling people. That didn't happen under Trump. That part actually happened under Biden.
Well, it's like I said, when they figured out how they can take the whole COVID and weaponize it against American people, that's exactly what they did. And that was a total China move, because you had people from China going on MSDNC and CNN saying that the American people need to be forced to get the vaccine before they realize they have the freedom. When I heard that, I'm like, are you actually kidding me?
And you know what? Well, you can even say that them calling you a MAGA cult is part of the behavior control, because if you say you're a part of a cult, who wants to be part of a cult?
Exactly.
Right? So it's almost like shaming you into submission, right? Just like Christians. Why would you not want trans visibility day? Are you hateful? Right? Like, you hateful person. So they almost want to guilt you and shame into behavior control. Right? I mean, that's what they're doing.
Yeah. So let me ask you.
Do you not want women to have free rights? Why would you not want everybody to have their free rights and control what you do with their body? Once again, shaming you into behavior control.
That's exactly what it is. So if I were to create a t-shirt and said MAGA coat on it, I wonder, would anyone be happy to get that t-shirt?
I don't know. Because once again, who likes to be called a cult? Now, you would wear it proudly.
I would wear it, MAGA coat. I would wear it just to trigger liberals.
Yeah, he likes
it. I like triggering liberals, right? Yeah. I like to trigger them a lot. Probably a little too much, but I wouldn't have an issue wearing a t-shirt saying MAGA coat.
Yeah.
Just think about this. They have a problem with America being great. Because that's what MAGA means, make America great again. They have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with America being great. Because if America's great, that means we're all prospering. And that's what it's about. But they don't want America to be in that condition. They want America to be in turmoil. They want America to be just all kind of jacked up. This is what they want for America. That's what they want for America. What is that, Amtrak horn says, no, we'll create this shirt.
Okay, Amtrak, you have to wear it.
I think I will.
You better buy it.
I think I will. I mean, because I'm like, you know, a lot of people, they shy away from certain things like that, but I don't. When these Democrats saw, when they do something, well, I don't know. You know what, Shannon? I think people just might wear the shirt. You know why? Because remember when Hillary Rodham Clinton called more than half the country basket of deplorables? Then people started calling them, I'm a deplorable. If it's Hillary Clinton, remember that?
Yeah.
People start to associate themselves with being a deplorable.
I mean, I guess
because
that's true,
it's just
to
throw it right back in their face.
That is true. Yeah.
That's what it's all about, to throw it back in their face. So if I get a t-shirt, say MAGA coat on it, people will probably wear it because they don't like it. If the left doesn't like it, then I love it. Okay, let me play this. Let me play this next
you
one.
You cannot be more right about that.
Yeah, let me play this next one for you. Hopefully it plays correctly.
And I think a message of Donald Trump scammed you. He defrauded you. He stole your money to pay for his own ritzy lifestyle. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is investing in your communities with the CHIPS Act and with the Infrastructure Act. I think that'd be at least a fun message to put on Fox and Newsmax to shake the tree a little bit. And I think that maybe that there are certain types of voters that aren't in these, that are in these areas, but aren't deep in the Trump cult, that might be persuaded by this, because it is absolutely outrageous that the man who runs his whole campaign complaining to care about the forgotten man, and you know they all wag their fingers at us and say we're East Coast elitists, we don't care about regular people. He's robbing regular people. He's robbing them to pay for his own fancy lifestyle with the Cougars at Mar-a-Lago. That's the reality of what he's doing. And I think that should be a compelling political message.
I mean, wow.
What is this guy wearing pearls talking about?
Just wow.
Doesn't that look like a pearl necklace?
Just wow.
You know what?
You can't make it up. You cannot make it up. Wow.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
This presidential candidate, Donald Trump, is saying, I am the shepherd. I'm him. I'm God. It's astounding to me. It's astounding to me that he can talk like this. It's blasphemy, as Maureen Dowd said in the Times, just New York Times yesterday. That's how he talks. Now, I just saw some numbers. I've been away for a couple of weeks in Vietnam teaching over there. But I have to tell you, a couple of things have finally come to my mind. One is, when I was up there in New Hampshire, my 10th primary up there, I saw a lot of really poor people waiting in line for 2 hours to see Donald Trump. Really poor people, white people in most cases. Mm. And I said, what's going on here? And I don't know if these are the crust tabs relate or why it relates, but they really want this guy to be their president again. And then I saw the Florida Atlantic University poll that came out in March. And it pointed out that the only economic group in the country that likes Trump is under 50,000 a year. Not 50 to 100, not above 100, only people below 50,000. I can't put it all together.
Now, that's not even true at all. That's not true because, remember, President Trump, he supposedly did a tax cut for the very rich. So why wouldn't they like President Trump? This is like the most idiotic statement.
Yeah, he's saying, oh, he's taking the poor people, you know, for a ride. He really doesn't work for
them. Well, it's just like
them.
The last guy that was wearing the pearls, looking a little zesty. he's same thing with him, saying that he's robbing the people. He's robbing the cult members.
You're not robbing people.
Yeah, so wait a minute. When did President Trump go in someone's house or someone's bank account just withdraw money?
I'm going to tell you who's robbing America.
Wait a minute. Okay. When did President Trump ever do that?
No, he hasn't done that.
President Trump has never done it. President Trump will ask people to support him. Don't we get to support the person that we want to support? Isn't that what democracy is all about? You being able to support the person? But see, they don't want you to do that. They said, well, if you support President Trump, it only means that President Trump is robbing you. Just like this.
Well, that's what they're saying. Once again, they're making these people look like now they're either shaming you or saying you're a victim of Trump's agenda, right? Like you're under his spell, right? And you're paying for his lavish lifestyle.
But President Trump is giving up everything.
Trump had a lavish lifestyle before he was even running for president. And let me tell you something. He didn't even take an income.
He didn't take a paycheck when he was in the White House. He was donating all of it except for $1.
Right.
To my understanding. All of it for $1. And he was donating to different charities and even to the Treasury to bring it down. He was donating his paycheck. But they never bring that up. They're all saying that President Trump is trying to take money from
everybody. He was bringing jobs back to America, which that allows the poor people and the middle class to keep working. And it raises your income. So it actually raises where you're at in the, you know, societal income bracket, right? If you're poor and you're finally working and you get off food stamps or whatever, that's good. That's a good movement in America. Trump literally had the lowest unemployment for blacks in our history up to his presidency. Why? He got them working. He brought jobs back. That's what he does. What has Biden done? He literally is robbing us because he's made inflation go up. He keeps paying for these wars, Ukraine, right? He hired 80,000 IRS officers to make sure that he gets his money from you, right? I mean, let's define who's robbing you. Every time I go to grocery store, I feel like I'm being robbed. This is not what I used to pay. Gas, this isn't what I used to pay. Electric prices, this isn't what I used to pay. Right? Do you not feel the same way?
No, I'm just listening. I mean, I'm willing to bet everyone that's watching right now, they feel the same way. That's what you call socialism. They're taking from everybody else and then they're giving it to people that's never even paid a dime into taxes. And what I'm talking about, these illegals. They're just giving them all the money. All of the illegals are getting the money. So
It's
basically they're robbing. We're not even the rich. They're robbing Americans and giving to illegals.
Even better example.
Robbing from Americans and giving to illegals. But then you have Chris Matthews here. And he was fired not too long ago on MSDNC. He actually was fired.
What? Really?
Yeah, because supposedly he was sexual assault for women.
Oh, I don't remember.
This was maybe 2 years ago. Huh. 2 years ago. So I guess they let the story die down, get people to stop talking about it, and then they brought him back.
Where did he just come from? Indonesia?
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe that's what.
Yeah, he went on a trip or something. But he, you know, they brought him back after everyone stopped talking about it. Because you didn't even know.
Don Lemon, after he left, as soon as he got a story about Elon Musk, they let him come on CNN after they supposedly...
Well, he just went on there for an interview.
But I'm just saying.
He doesn't have a show. But
supposedly
here,
he mistreated women, and there he was being interviewed by a woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't care.
Don Lemon. Listen to this.
But maybe people are hard up. People have a grievance against society because society has been tough on them. White, Hispanic, black, all kinds of people below $50,000 a year are for Trump. Somebody's got to get that into their heads that that's what's going on here. And somebody's got to start thinking about why Trump is appealing to those people who are hard up. And people like in the White House, like Ricchetti and Mike Donlin and Anita Dunn, somebody in that big, smart group of anonymous people have got to start thinking about who they're up against. Trump has been able to wire himself into people of basic needs who live out there are not rich. They're not all going to Florida to get the tax break. They're not like that crowd, or that crowd that really is out there, too. That crowd's going to benefit from these poor people. The people looking to get a tax break from Trump, they're going to benefit from that.
Wait a minute. Didn't I just bring that up? The people that's looking to get a tax break from President Trump, and they said that President Trump was only looking out for the very rich. So why wouldn't the very rich be supporting President Trump? You see how they're trying to like fix their lies to fit the puzzle that's not even fitting? What in the world? But only people that's making less than $50,000 is supporting President Trump. Make that make sense.
The people below in the lower economic groups, they're just going to get left out. And it's so clear. So Democrats have got to get to the people they've always rooted for, the people at the bottom, the people with true grievance. They've always said we're for those people. They got to start rooting for them somehow, obviously. And that means Biden has got to start talking to them. And it's not happening yet. Trump's talking to them. As somebody once said of FDR, I didn't know him, but he knew me. Trump knows those people. When he was up there in New Hampshire, I heard him say something. My people have figured out that I should come to this area, Laconia, because there's a lot of poor people. And he said, it's the way he did. Remember back in 2016 when he beat Hillary, he went to Erie. and he went to Wilkesboro, the Luzerne County. He knew where his Hillary was stuck down in Philly. He knew where he was going. I think people like David Urban, who was running his campaign last time, they know where to advance him. They're going to go out there and advance him to the right places. And I tell you, it's fascinating. I don't know if the Democrats have really thought through this campaign and what they're up against. This guy's calling himself God.
You see this? Trump has never, ever done that.
God, yeah. Thou shalt not have strange God.
Hello.
Yeah, and if he can get away with that, then he is truly a cult. And people got to...
Wow, you can get him off the screen. You can't make this up.
When Trump, did he go?
He's never done it. See, this is what they do. Mm. They go on here and they tell everyone that President Trump is calling himself a God, and they're straight up lying about it.
Right.
Straight
Once again,
up lying about
they're
it.
They're shaming you into their social behavior. Oh, you're worshiping Trump as God? Shame on you, right?
Yeah.
They are the cult.
Blatantly.
Liberal elitism. That's what we should call it.
Liberal elitism.
Is literally a cult.
They're demonic. I mean, this is the very definition of a cult, what they are doing. This is the 100%. Very definition of a cult. These Democrats, they're the ones that's pushing all of this. You know, let me play it out like this.
But do you think it's working, Will? I don't think their message is working.
It's not working. But for their base, for the people that believe the crap, it is working. But this is exactly how it's playing out. And I give this analogy all the time. When they see this, the people that watch MSDNC and CNN, when they watch that crap religiously, they see all of the people on the left doing the cultist acts. They see the people over here doing the demonic things. They see the people over here doing the racism. All of the people, your left, on the left, they see all of the stuff that they're complaining about happening because the left is actually doing it. So now that they have your attention, pay attention right here, over here on the left, pay attention. Now that I have your attention about all of this stuff that the left is doing, we're going to tell you that it's the right doing it. And they believe it because they actually see it happening over here. But then the left just direct their attention to look this way and say, oh, the racism, the demonic stuff is actually happening. And they believe it's over here. That what they're doing, again, is another, the left, this is another way for them to try to attempt to try to convince everybody that Christianity has changed. The very fact that they are associating God, Jesus, with President Trump, the very fact that they would even do that says a lot. Why would they do that? They do that because they know that you and I, we believe in Jesus Christ. And they want to try to, they don't want President Trump to be associated, but they keep doing it and they keep trying to convince us that President Trump is trying to be like God. And he's not. When President Trump came out holding the Bible, that was like the last straw for them when it comes to Christianity. Now, that's why you're seeing all of them coming out with these videos and all of them coming out talking against President Trump. Actually, Shannon, I saw a video, and I think I saved it somewhere, where this guy has a Bible. It's not the Trump Bible because they haven't shipped out yet. So he has a Bible, and guess what he has on his hands? He has on gloves because he says if he touched the Bible, his hands will burn.
What?
Yes. And see, this is how they don't understand. The demonic demons, when it comes to God's word, they will burn. Not the Bible. And this dude that hates President Trump, that's highly upset about all of it, he's sitting there complaining about it, and he's wearing gloves because he said he can't touch the Bible because it will burn his hands.
That's because he's evil.
Because the demonic demon that's in him.
Has to be.
Because of the demonic demon in him. That's really amazing, and it's wild. Do we have enough time for me to play this clip? It's only 20 seconds. Talking about the cult, look at this. See, this is the demonic stuff we're talking about. Talking about the cult, talking about their actions, and they do stuff like this? But we're in the cult.
Character is on the ballot. Compassion is on the ballot. Decency, science, democracy, they're all on the ballot. Who we are as a nation, what we stand for, and most importantly, who we want to be. That's all on the ballot.
How old are you, 17?
And the choice could not be.
I mean, that you cannot make it up. You cannot make that up at all. We'll be right back.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. So the Democrats calling you and I in a cult. I'm kind of drilling this right now because they're really picking it up, and they're picking it up even more the closer we get to the 2024 November election. They're really working in overdrive to try to discredit President Trump, to try to discredit anyone who supports President Trump, and say, how dare you support President Trump? You supporting him means you're in a cult. What? Aren't these the same people that's constantly screaming about democracy? Our democracy, our democracy. Well, what is democracy? We are a constitutional republic, but what is democracy? Democracy means that you get to select and support the candidate that best fits your values. That's what it means. You get to support whoever it is you want to. But today, if you do that, which is actual democracy, then you are in a cult. It's really bizarre that they would go to this, to such an extreme measure to try to convince everybody supporting the candidate that they don't want makes you a cult member. But you notice the Republicans, they don't do that. Republicans say, hey, you get to support who you want to. I mean, I disagree with you, but you get to support them. They're not calling liberals a cult when they're the ones that's constantly pushing the vaccines. They're the ones that's saying, oh, we got to get vaccines into everybody. The Kool-Aid. The reason why I bring up the vaccines is because it's the Kool-Aid. They're trying to force everybody to drink the vaccine Kool-Aid. On my website, I have a T-shirt that says, commies, go vax yourself. You know, I mean, you catch the reference, right? Commies, go vax yourself. On my website, I have that on there. It's a T-shirt on my website. And a few people actually bought that one, but not too many people want to wear that out, you know, telling commies to go vax themselves. I guess it's a lot nicer than what they would say about us. You know, they say go F yourself, but I tell them to go vax themselves. Kind of the same thing, just same doing with a vaccine. Because, you know, obviously the vaccine has been very, very bad for a lot of people. And actually, I saw the article, and this was on the Gateway Pundit, and I read it this morning. Actually, I'm going to see if I can pull it up here and just see if I can read some of this to you. And actually, I was showing it to my producer earlier, and we should have got that article, Shannon, to share that. The Gateway Pundit. Because I thought it was really interesting what they were saying in this article. And I'm gonna see if I can pull it up here. Because they talked about the vaccine and what they expect to happen here within this year. And for it to happen this year was really something. And this is talking about the vaccine. Now watch, I won't be able to find it here. I should have bookmarked it because it was really something. Oh, wait a minute, did I just find it? Nope, that's not it here. Where is it at? Okay, I'm gonna have to just paraphrase it here because it was very good detail. They were talking about how they're expecting that the vaccine, people that got the vaccine, they're expecting that it's going to actually cause some major harms.
So basically what we're saying that because they took the vaccine before, it actually has compromised their immune system. So now when a new virus comes, it's going to cause a lot of people to get really sick, the hospitals to get overwhelmed, and they're not going to be able to treat everybody.
So it says the top virologist issues grave warning to the COVID vaccinated. And says Dr. Grit, who accurately predicted that the COVID-19 injections would cause escape variant, now warns that a huge, huge wave of illnesses and deaths is now imminent. This is what they're saying. This is the Gateway Pundit. Actually, I'm gonna reshare it on my X page right now. Just so if you're interested, so you can go see it for yourself. And it says, he says, what I am predicting is a massive, you put it in there twice, tsunami of illnesses and deaths among the highly vaccinated population with compromised immune systems. So they're saying that, of course, people that have, you know, heart conditions, liver conditions, any kind of conditions that got injected with the vaccine, they're expecting to see a lot of that kick up this year. They're expecting a lot of that to happen here real soon. Then he goes on to say that it's very, very clear that when it starts, our hospitals will collapse. I'm going to add some stuff here. The first responders will be overwhelmed. People will panic. And then it says, and that means the chaos in all kinds of layers of society, financial, economic, social, you name it, will be completed. I'm not sure what that means, but it's going to be complete turmoil. And I've constantly said that something's going to happen this year. Something's going to happen before the election. And I kept saying, you know, I don't know exactly what it is, but, you know, they did it in 2020, the whole COVID. They figured out that they can weaponize it against the American people. And, like, this is a great opportunity for us to weaponize this against the American people. So they're like, let's do it. And everyone was expecting that the COVID or some kind of virus or something was going to kick up before this time period where we're currently at. Because you remember during 2020, it kind of happened around March, April, with the whole COVID starting to hit the scene really tough. And then people started, you know, they started shutting things down. Remember that? Well, now people know people are not going to buy it. People are not going to stay at home saying, oh, my goodness, the vaccine or, you know, COVID. But just imagine when people start dying left and right. Now, I don't want this to happen. But just imagine people start dying left and right because of the vaccine. What do you think they're going to say? What do you think the CDC is going to say? What do you think the Biden regime is going to say? What do you think they're going to say? I'm going to give you a precursor on what they're going to say. The reason why this is happening is because of the unvaccinated. The unvaccinated is because of people that's been vaccinated are dying. But the vaccinated people are not dying. They're not going to bring that information to the surface. They're only going to talk about everyone who's been vaccinated dying, and they're going to blame everyone who hasn't been vaccinated. How does that work? How does that happen? Even the same thing. I have a clip here with John Kerry where John Kerry is talking about climate change killing people. So if it's not the vaccine, or in this case, the COVID for them, this the climate change. They're saying climate change is causing people to not breathe air. Climate change is causing people to get sick because of the climate change. We have climate change every, at least four times a year. Sometimes it's a little weird. You know, we have winter, summer, fall, and spring. We've had that ever since. Right now, we're kind of like in spring, right? We're in spring right now, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Think about it. Oh, the climate change. We're headed into summer. It's going to change then. It's going to get hot, especially here in Texas. Listen to John Kerry as he's trying to explain to everybody that the climate is very harmful. It's going to, and it's killing people.
I am one of the few people on this program without a background in health, other than trying hard to live healthily. But there's really no polite way to put it. The climate crisis is killing people. It is knowingly, wittingly allowing people to die and infecting them with disease and providing them with air that kills people because we're not willing to take the steps necessary to do what we know we need to do. And what people have been screaming about for 30 years, 35 years plus now. Many of us were in Rio. I was there. I was there in 1988 when Jim Hansen first testified to us about what is happening. And every year now, millions of people around this planet are dying because fossil fuel and methane emissions, called greenhouse gas pollution, not just gas, pollution. And we used to care about pollution.
Now, you know what the solution? You know what the solution is for this, Shannon? They're not saying it out loud, but do you know what the solution is?
What?
Population control. You got to get rid of people because people are the ones that's doing it. Mm. I mean, unless you get rid of the people, they're going to constantly have this problem. This is what he's saying, but he's not saying that part out loud. He's not saying that out loud. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's a MyPillow 2.0, and your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off. MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1. This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C. Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Now, I want to kind of change it up just a little bit here. There is a fix to everything that's happening. And what is that fix? That fix is getting rid of every single politician on Capitol Hill. Every last one of them. We need people to come into Congress that actually care about the American people. It's so bad. You even have Marjorie Taylor Greene suggesting that every last politician needs to be removed. Listen to what she says here when she was talking to Tucker about every single politician being removed because they are the problem. If we really truly want to fix it, we got to clean house. And that means clean the house. When President Trump was talking about draining the swamp, that means everybody. That's the reason why you had like Mitch McConnell and other rhinocrats that were fighting against President Trump. Listen to this.
If they literally hold our government accountable and stand up and say, enough of this, and I think they should throw out every single elected official. I'm not kidding. Every one of us should be thrown out. This government is a failure to the American people. And I'm angry about it, Tucker, because I'm a mom. My adult children and that generation and your kids and our grandchildren at the current rate right now, they'll never be able to afford a home. They have no strong financial future, and they are going to be living and raising their own children in a country whose government has screwed all of us over. And that is the flat out honest truth, Tucker. And so, yeah, the American people could stop it if they really want to.
Yeah, American people can actually stop it if we really want to. That means that we have to vote them all out. Now, there's a lot of people, you know, I like Marjorie Taylor Greene. I've known her for years. I knew her before she even became a politician.
Yeah.
You know, I've known her for many years, but I completely agree with her. The people that are not doing the will of the American people, they need to be removed. They go up on Capitol Hill and all of a sudden it goes, something happens. Like there's some kind of initiation or there's some kind of deal that they make and They're no longer loyal to the American people. Their loyalty is to the seat that they sit in and the power that they hold. That's where they have the loyalty in. They're no longer there for we the people. They are there for themselves. That's why I call them kings and queens. That's how they see themselves. And the rest of us, we're just peons. We don't get security. We don't get assistance. They get a paycheck for the rest of their lives when they retire. When they retire, think about that. How is that possible? They get pensions for being there. But the rest of us, we don't get anything. We're just SOL. Which brings me to this one that I want to share with everybody, because this is another thing that's actually happening in the United States of America where people are hurting. People are hurting across the country. And this is because of Bidenomics. Bidenomics is part of the whole World Economic Forum to tear down the world economy. And here's a prime example of that, where people go into pawn shops and they're pawning different things that they have just to get like medicines or just to pay for a light bill, whatever it may be. But now it's getting to the point to where people are not going into the pawn shops as much as they have been here recently since the Bidenomics. Why? Because they're running out of things to sell.
There's so much stuff coming out of pawn that it's Rolexes are coming out, chains, diamonds. I never seen stuff like this in my life that they're not picking up. They're just not getting the stuff out anymore. I mean, they even slowed down bringing in stuff because they're running out of stuff to bring in. The economy, I feel, is really going down a little bit, quite a bit, actually. And they come in, they're getting smaller loans, the $20, $30 loans to help get their medicine, stuff like that. I'm still seeing a little bit. They pick them up when they get their checks at the end of the month. But it's definitely getting tougher out here. The times are getting tougher and tougher.
Times are getting tougher and tougher.
Yeah, and that's the people They're saying that it's those people.
Yeah.
Those people that are now going after Trump or voting for Trump, right? And they're like, why is this happening? Well, it's happening because people are suffering out here under Biden. They're literally pawning Rolexes and diamond rings to get $20 or $30 loans.
They're not going back to get them.
And they can't even afford to go back and get them, Will. Yeah. When they get their paycheck, it's all gone, which is why they have to pawn valuable things in the first place.
Even if they're getting a paycheck.
Man.
That's even if they're getting a paycheck.
It's so disgusting.
I mean, I don't get a paycheck.
Yeah.
I mean, Shannon doesn't pay me, and she's a producer. I can't even tell you the last time I got a paycheck.
Oh, stop.
No, I'm being serious. You're not supposed to tell anybody, Will.
What do you mean you don't get a paycheck?
Just get in that chair and work. No, but seriously, people are hurting. It's really not a laughing matter.
Do we have extra money? No.
We pay
the bills we can.
It's really not a laughing matter. People are hurting all across the country. And as I'm constantly mentioning, this is by design. Not only are they trying to destroy the country economically, but they're trying to destroy the country with the criminal activity that's taking place as well. Look at this one with Mayor Adams out of New York. He is highly upset because people are acknowledging the crime. You're not supposed to acknowledge the crime. Now, you can see the crime happening, but you're not supposed to talk about it. You're supposed to ignore it. You're not supposed to even report it. And the reason why they have the whole idea of them being able to say that the crime is down, because they're not making record of the crime. Remember the police officers that got beat up by the illegal immigrants here in New York? You remember that? Well, Alvin Bragg dismissed the charges. So if they dismiss the charges, they don't add that to the crime rate. So all of these criminals that are getting caught, they're not adding them. They're not doing the paperwork on them. They're letting them right back out onto the street so they can make it look like the crime is not that high because of all the paperwork. They don't have to report it. It's kind of the same thing when it comes to the job situation. A lot of people are not even seeking jobs any longer because it's fed up. It's really wild what's happening. So they don't report those numbers. Listen.
We're down in crime in the subway system, folks, for the first quarter. We're down. We're down 24% in March. We're down in February. Can we please stop saying we're up in crime in our subway system?
How are we going to say that when it's not true? So all the people that are on the subway system, they're seeing crazy people, people being attacked, people being beat up. They're shooting in the subway. Remember, Hoko just had the National Guard and police officers checking everybody's bags for weapons. And then a week after, someone got shot right after doing this. So what he's saying is a bald-faced lie. It's a bald-faced lie. They're having major criminal problems in New York. You remember that movie? You remember that movie, Escape from New York? You remember that? Escape from New York. That's exactly what's happening right now. And just the other day, I've been talking about Escape from New York, and just what I think day before yesterday, I saw Elon Musk put a comment on X, and he took the picture of Escape from New York. And you know what he called it? He called it a documentary.
That's hilarious.
He called it a documentary because it's depicting exactly what's happening. Like it's really real right now. Like it's real. Like it's real. So for all of this to be taking place like this, the Democrats, they don't want you to think about it. You can take them off the screen. The Democrats don't want you to acknowledge. The Democrats don't want you to acknowledge that we are in a bad situation. Like everything is really bad right now. They don't want you to acknowledge it. They want you to act like everything is just fine, fine and dandy. Nothing to see here. Nothing wrong. Nothing at all. Well, let me tell you about something that's very beneficial, has been very beneficial to me. For those of you that don't know, Facebook has allowed hackers to hijack my page. And I was having major problems sleeping at night. I was having anxiety. I couldn't cope a lot. But what ended up happening, I started taking Pamper with Grace, this elixir from Pamper with Grace, and I was able to sleep through the night. Now, I would still wake up. I would wake up extra early because all this nonsense was on my mind. But because of Pamper with Grace, I was actually able to sleep. I was actually able to get some rest. So it was like right on time. And I had no idea, be honest with you, I had no idea that it was going to do that for me. Now, most of the time I would try products and I'm like, okay, they said this and that. This will help you. That will help you. But this actually helped me.
Yeah.
It was a godsend, just to be honest with you.
You know what, Will? And it's helped so many people. You know, if you want to learn about some of the ways it helps people, go to pamperwithgrace.com, read the reviews on this product. There's actually even videos that you can watch, video testimonies. But who couldn't use relief from some of these symptoms that this has actually, studies have proven that it helps. Fewer wrinkles, right? Decreased age spots, hydration, you know, less cellulite appearance, hair health, which you talked about, Will. But the key things really here that affect people, you know, in a more positive way is better sleep, just like you said. Improved immunity. We're going into a season where, you know, there might be some things popping up in our society that we want to avoid. Immunity, stress management. Everybody's under stress. This is an election year. Come on now.
Yep.
Muscle recovery if you work out, and gut health. You know, with all the things that they're putting in our food, this actually improves gut health. It actually helps attack the bad cells in your body and helps your body renew itself from the inside out.
PamperWithGrace.com. I can't express it enough. PamperWithGrace.com. It's actually helped me out. I have the empty box here because my producer, she took the rest of them. She left me an empty box. And I didn't even know. I came in to get one and I said, we're out. And she just looked at me. Most of y'all have heard that story. It really works. That's the reason why. It really works. PamperWithGrace.com. Also, don't forget, right now, MyPillow's having the $25 extravaganza right now. $25, but you have to use promo code WILL to get the best deal. Never forget that. When you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code WILL to get the best deal. Believe that. Believe that. Okay, everybody, I think that's it for me. We are at the end, right? Thank you so much, everybody, for being here. God bless you. Stay safe out there. Things are going to get a lot crazier. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but hear me now, but leave me later on. Prepare for it. God bless everybody. See you on the flip side. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.